There's talk of a landslide in this Thursday's election in Britain, where voters will select a new House of Commons. In the last week of the campaign, polls show the Labour Party of Prime Minister Tony Blair poised to return to power by a wide margin. Voter surveys also show considerable dissatisfaction with the foot-and-mouth epidemic, deteriorated public services, and what they see as Blair's failure to deliver on his promises. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in London. Julie?
Robert?
Blair's headed for a landslide and the people are unhappy?
Well, you know, even the leader of the Conservative Party, William Hague, openly admitted that his party's in for a drubbing. But he's turned this around. He's urged the public to clip Tony Blair's wings. He says, you know, a landslide isn't good for democracy. And this week's Conservative campaign has a picture of Tony Blair sort of grinning insincerely with a caption that says, "Go on, burst his bubble." Well, that's a spoiler strategy if ever there was one. But it does appeal to voters who are inclined to find Blair arrogant, who are disturbed by his inclination to centralize power around his office, not unlike a presidential office, and they may be motivated to slam the brakes on him.
And what's the reaction to that within the Labour Party?
Well, it's got the Labour Party nervous, Bob, for the first time in the campaign. They're afraid that all this talk about a landslide is going to discourage people from even bothering to go out and vote. So Tony Blair is moving outside of London. He's returning to the heartland in these last 3 days to appeal to the core vote. And he says, yeah, sure, I want a big majority. We need a big mandate to transform the country's creaky public services. But Labour's biggest enemy is voter apathy. And it may, Blair is likely, more than likely, to win. But it may look more like a mudslide than a landslide. People are angry.
So they're dissatisfied with hospitals, trains, schools, and they're voting for Tony Blair.
Bit of a contradiction there? Yes, it is. It's one of the biggest contradictions of the campaign. It's something of a mystery. But the public expectations for government, what government can do, are low. So even Labour's modest gains, more doctors, more nurses, more teachers, slimmed down waiting lists in hospitals, they seem passable. And as mad as the public is at Labour for deteriorated national health care, for example, they blame Conservatives for years of underfunding during the Thatcher era for its sorry state today. And that goes for the trains and the schools. So the memories here tend to be a little longer, perhaps, than they are in U.S. politics. There's a broad recognition that if Britain was going to undo Thatcherism, it was going to take time. And historically, also, it's unusual in Britain for a ruling party to be thrown out after just one term. And then, of course, there's it's the economy stupid factor. Things are going fairly well, and Labour's reaping the benefits.
What about the tone of the campaign?
Well, you know, it's only 4 weeks long, so it's intense, and it's getting nasty and intense. The Labour campaign is even less subtle than the Conservatives. This week, they've got a picture of William Hague, who's bald, with a hairdo stuck on him that's exactly like Margaret Thatcher's. And the caption reads, "Be afraid. Be very afraid." Subtle stuff. But, you know, William Hague is evidently another reason that the Conservatives have polled so poorly. He just can't connect with the British public. He's very smart, but he can't get across a sort of normal guy, one of us, image the way that Tony Blair can. And the Conservatives have also made the calculation that they had to move far to the right in this campaign because Labour under Tony Blair has so successfully stolen the centre-right. And the fact that Blair has managed to marginalise the Conservative Party at their own game is a huge transformation for this country, and it's left the Conservatives reeling. They're in shock, and they're divided.
And so a big turnout is not expected.
No, it's not. They're preparing for the historic low turnout. Masses of people are just disaffected from the process, the political process, like they are in the United States. And they don't think it matters who the prime minister is. And again, Bob, there's also important issues that people don't believe were touched on at all in the campaign. England faced the worst flooding in 300 years, that there was barely a mention of the environment. The Bush administration's plans for a national missile defense never even crossed anybody's lips. And that has huge implications for Britain because it has to refit all its satellite installations. The race riots in Oldham were barely on the radar screen. No talk of how unemployment is at the root of that.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in London.